Do we start? Can we start?
Okay. الحمد لله رب العالمين الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين الله يرزقنا حسن النية جميعا قبل البدء نسيت أن أذكر لكم أن الشيخ عبد الله يسلم عليكم. I forgot to tell you that Sheikh Abdullah sends to you his salams. طيب كنا وصلنا أمس في الكلام كنا نتكلم أمس عن معاصي الرجل. If you remember yesterday we started talking about the sins of the ma'asi al-badan, about the sins of the body. نكمل الكلام من حيث وصلنا. Let us keep talking from where we stopped. من جملة قال المؤلف وقطيعة الرحم, the author said, to sever the obligatory ties of kinship. يعني أن من معاصي البدن التي هي من كبائر الذنوب قطيعة الرحم. To sever one's kinship is among the enormous sins. بالإجماع هي من الكبائر. It is an enormous sin by consensus. وقد حذرنا الله تعالى في القرآن من ذلك. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, يعني اتقوا الأرحام أن تقطعوها, اتقوا قطيعة الرحم. واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام, أي اتقوا الأرحام أن تقطعوها. الله تبارك وتعالى warned us not to do such sin, this sin, explicitly in Al-Qur'an, in Surah An-Nisa. وَقَطِيعَةُ الرَّحِيمِ تَحْصُلُ بِالتَّصَرُّفِ بِطَرِيقَ تُوحِشُ قَلْبَ الرَّحِيمِ وَتُنَفِّرُهُ مِنْكَ. This sin takes place by acting in a way that makes your relatives repel from you. If you act in a way that makes them repel away from you, this is how this sin occurs. وذلك يعني بترك صلتهم بالمال عند الحاجة من غير عذر, إذا كانوا هم في حال الضرورة وأنت ما كنت معذورا في ترك الإحسان إليهم بالمال, في ترك إعانتهم بالمال, أو بترك زيارتهم بحيث تستوحش قلوبهم. So if one acts in a way that make the heart of his relatives repel from him by not helping them when they are in need for the help, like the financial help, if they are in a situation of need, and you are able to help them, and still you do not, without an excuse. That is, they cannot fulfill some of their basic needs. You can help them to do that, and still you do not do it. This is a sin in this case. Or to leave out visiting them to a period of time that they feel their hearts repel away from you. In this case, this would be sinful. الرحم لابد له من صلة في الأعياد عند الفرح وعند المصائب وفي بعض الأوقات الأخرى أيضا أحيانا بالسلام وأحيانا بالزيارة بحيث لا يحس أنك قطعته. One has to visit his relatives when they face calamities. For example, when one among them dies, or when they have a happy occasion like wedding, during the Eid. In other occasions, one needs to say, to send them salam sometimes, if not visiting them, and to visit them at other times, in a way that they feel that you did not cut your relation with them. والمقصود بالرحم كل قريب لك من جهة أبيك أو من جهة أمك. When we say the kins, we mean by that all your relatives from your father's side and your mother's side. So from both sides. فيدخل في ذلك ابن العم وابن الخال وبنت العم وبنت الخالة إلى آخره. So this includes the cousins from both sides, father's side and the mother's side. وأولاد هؤلاء أيضا وأولاد أولادهم. This also includes the children of the cousins, the children of the children, all of those are included. عمّ أبيك وخال أمك, the uncle of your mother or of your father. وابن عمّ أبيك وابن عمّ أمك, also the son of such uncle or the daughter and the daughter of such uncle. All of those are included in the kins that we are talking about. لابد لهم من صلة. They have to be, you have to have the, you have not to cut your relation with them. It is prohibited to do that. وحتى لو قطعك قريبك فلا تقطعه أنت. Even if your kin cuts relations with you from his part, do not do that from your part. إن كان لا يزورك فزوره. Even if the kin does not visit you, you visit him or her. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال: ليس الواصل بالمكافي، ولكن الواصل من وصل رحمه إذا قطعته، يعني المكافئ هو الذي يزور من يزوره، يصل من يصله، ولا يصل من لا يصله. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول: ليس الواصل الكامل في صلة الرحم هو الذي يصل من يصله فقط، بل الذي يصل من يصله ومن قطعه أيضا. In the hadith, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام directed us to not sever the relations with our kinship, whether they sever the relations with us or not. And he said that the one who is complete, he reaches, who is perfect in this issue, is the one who observes this relation and fulfill this matter, whether his kins, his or her kins, observe it or not, fulfill it or not. He or she visits them, whether they visit one or they do not do it. هذا الحديث رواه البخاري وغيره. This hadith is narrated by Al-Bukhari and others. في هذه الأيام كثير من الناس لا يراعون صلة الرحم. Nowadays many people do not observe this issue of the obligatory kinship. يستطيع الشخص أن يعمل برنامجا لزيارة رحمه، يزور الواحد منهم مدة قصيرة 5 دقائق. One can put a schedule to visit his kins, even if he visits each one for 5 minutes. قال المؤلف: وإيذاء الجار ولو كافرا له أمان أذى ظاهرا. The author said to inflict an apparent harm upon the neighbor. الجار كغيره لا يجوز إيذاؤه بغير حق. It is not permissible to inflict harm unjustly upon your neighbor. Just like other people, you are not permitted to inflict harm upon them unjustly. لكن الأذى إذا عمل مع الجار يكون أشد مما لو عمل هو نفسه مع غير الجار. But the same type of harm, if one inflicts it upon one's neighbor, is more sinful than if one inflicts it upon other than the neighbor. So inflicting is an iza'ul jar bighayri haq ashaddu min iza'i ghayrihi binafsi al-adha bighayri haq. So harming the neighbor unjustly is more sinful than inflicting the same harm upon other than the neighbor. ولا فرق يعني وهذا الحكم ينطبق على المسلم وغير المسلم. This rule applies to the Muslim and non-Muslim, to the Muslim neighbor and the non-Muslim neighbor, both. Harming him or her unjustly is more sinful than harming others with the same harm. جاء في الحديث ما زال جبريل يوصيني بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said ما زال جبريل يوصيني بالجار حتى ظننت أنه سيورثه, which means جبريل kept جبريل kept telling me about how good it is to deal with your neighbor in a good way until I thought it crossed my mind that he might say that the neighbor inherits his neighbor. واحد من أتقياء العلماء كان له جار مجوسي. One of the pious scholars had a majus neighbor, a fire worshipper neighbor. هذا الجار انفتح من عنده من حائط بيته ثقب بحيث كان فتحة بحيث كان يخرج بعض القذر الذي في بيته إلى دار جاره, إلى دار هذا العالم. Because يعني for a reason, a crack, a hole in the neighbor's wall caused for some of the najasa that existed in his house was leaking at the place of this Muslim, this pious scholar. ما كلمه عن ذلك قط. He never talked with him about it. He did not even tell him, fix the crack. He did not say one word about it. إلى أن أحس بدنو أجله. Until this pious scholar felt that he might die soon. فاستدعاه, so he asked for him. جاء فقال له انظر إلى هذا الشق وماذا يأتينا منه. He told him, look to this crack. You see what's coming from it at my place, to my place. أنا ما ذكرت لك هذا من زمان, لكن الآن أنا إذا مت الوارث قد لا يصبر عليك فأصلح. He told him, I did not mention this to you before, but now if I die, my inheritor or inheritors might not be patient with this, so fix it. ذاك قال له: وأنا على غير دينك تعاملني هذه المعاملة؟ مد يدك ثم تشهد: أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. He told him, although I do not follow your religion and still you treat me in this way, give me your hand. I told you the habit was when giving allegiance to shake hands. He told him, give me your hand. And then he said, Ash-shahadatayn. He embraced Al-Islam. حسن المعاملة يسهل أن يفهم كثير من غير المسلمين محاسن الإسلام. Treating others in a good way makes it much easier for many non-Muslims to see and understand the goodness of the religion of Islam, and thus to embrace it. في أندونيسيا وماليزيا يمكن يوجد نحو 200 مليون مسلم الآن. هؤلاء ما دخلهم الإسلام إلا بسبب التجار المسلمين الذين جمعوا العلم وحسن الخلق مع التجارة. In Indonesia and Malaysia, there is now about 200 million Muslims. Those people, Islam reached them through the traders. But traders who were at the same time knowledgeable with good manners. So the effect was that all those people embraced Al-Islam in that area. Most of the people in that area embraced Al-Islam.
قال المؤلف: وخضب الشعر بالسواد وأجازه بعض الأئمة إذا لم يكن يؤدي إلى الغش والتلبيس.
The author said to dye the hair black.
شرح ذلك أن من معاصي البدن خضب الشيب بالسواد.
It is, if someone has white hair, it is prohibited for him or her to dye it with black.
حرام على الرجل والمرأة. It is prohibited for the man and the woman to do that.
وهذا هو القول المختار في مذهب الشافعي. This is the reliable saying in the Shafi'i school.
إلا للجهاد. إلا في الحرب يجوز للمقاتلين الذين في شعرهم شيب أن يصبغوه بالسواد حتى يظن الأعداء أن فيهم قوة. حتى يظنوهم أقوى.
Except at war, it is permissible for the soldiers to dye their hair, the white hair with black, so the enemies think that they are stronger, younger and stronger.
وبعض الأئمة قال يجوز إذا لم يكن يؤدي إلى الغش والتلبيس.
Some mujtahids, few,
said it is permissible to do that with the condition that it does not lead to cheating. مثلا رجل غير متزوج حتى تظنه المرأة ويظنه أهلها أصغر سنا يصبغ فيقبل به زوجا للبنت يصبغ شعره بالسواد هذا يؤدي إلى الغش. For example, a man who wants to get married, for the woman to accept marrying to him, to get married to him, and for her parents to accept, he dyes his hair. He has white hair. He dyes it with black, so they think that he is younger. For example. حتى الذين قالوا يجوز ذلك في هذه الحال قالوا حرام. Even those who said it is permissible, they said in this case this is prohibited. كذلك المرأة غير المتزوجة إذا كان يؤدي صبغ شعرها بالسواد إلى أن يظنها كذلك المرأة يعني إذا كان يظنها الخطاب أصغر سنا وهذا يحصل أليس كذلك إذا صبغت بالسواد أليس لها. Likewise, if the woman dyes her hair, if the woman who is not married dyes her the white hair with black, this leads for others, for men to think that she is younger, while she is not. So in this case, it is not permissible. أما خضب الشيب بالحناء للرجل فهذا شيء حسن. As to dye, as for the man, for example, to dye the white hair with henna, this is a good thing. This is sunnah. It is sunnah to do that. قال وتشبه الرجال بالنساء وعكسه أي بما هو خاص بأحد الجنسين في الملبس وغيره. For men to imitate women or women to imitate men in the clothing specific to the gender of the opposite sex and in other matters. إذا تشبه الرجل بالمرأة في مشيه أو في كلامه أو في ملبسه فهذا حرام وكذلك عكسه تشبه المرأة بالرجل في مشيها أو في ملبسها أو في كلامها حرام تشبه المرأة بالرجل والرجل بالمرأة. It is a sin for a man to imitate woman and for a woman to imitate man, whether in the way of talking, the way of walking, or in clothes. وهذا من كبائر الذنوب. This is an enormous sin. إن حصل من الرجل أو من المرأة whether it occurs from the man or the woman. لكن تشبه المرأة بالرجال أعظم ذنبا. But it is more enormous if it is done by the woman. يعني if the woman imitates the man it is more severe. فإذا كان ثوب من الأثواب شيء من اللباس خاصا بأحد الجنسين لا يجوز للجنس الآخر أن يلبسه. So if there is a type of clothes which is originally specific for one of the two genders, it is not permissible for members of the other gender to wear these clothes. مثلاً القلنسوة, for example, this قلنسوة, هذه خاصة بالرجال. This originally is specific for men. لا يجوز للنساء لبسها. It is not permissible for women to wear it, regardless of what they do nowadays. Regardless, because originally it was worn only by men. مثلا العمامة, for example, a turban. هذه في الأصل خاصة بالرجال, لا يجوز للنساء وضعها. Originally, this is something specific for men. It is not permissible for women to wear it. في بعض النواحي في إفريقيا بعض النساء يضعن عمامة ولا يجوز. In some areas in Africa, women put turbans, wear turbans. This is prohibited. This is something originally for men. وهكذا غير ذلك. Likewise, other issues. مثلا إذا كانت السراويل لها تفصيلة معينة بالأصل خاصة بالرجال, لا يجوز للنساء لبسها. For example, pants. If there is a certain design which is originally specific for men, it is not permissible for women to wear it. وبالعكس, and vice versa. ثبت في البخاري أن رسول الله أن ابن عباس قال لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم المتشبهين من الرجال بالنساء والمتشبهات من النساء بالرجال. It is in صحيح البخاري, it is narrated from ابن عباس that he said the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام damned the men who imitate women and the women who imitate men. قال المؤلف وإسبال الثوب للخيلاء أي إنزاله عن الكعب للفخر. The author said to wear the dress lower than the ankle bones out of vanity. الإزار والقميص وغيرهما الشيء المستحسن للرجل أن يكون ذلك إلى منتصف الساق. If someone is wearing an إزار, a جلابية, شو بيقولوا القميص الإنجليزي, a long dress, when someone is wearing a long dress, for men, what is best is that dress does not exceed the half of the legs, to the shin, that is. This is the best length. فإذا كان أطول من ذلك إلى الكعب لا كراهة في ذلك. If it is longer than that, down to the ankles, it is not disliked. It is still not disliked. أما لو تجاوز الكعب فيكره. If it goes under the ankles, then it is disliked. Not prohibited, disliked. ليس حراما مكروه. إلا أن يفعله الشخص للكبر والخيلاء فيكون حراما. Except if one does that out of arrogancy. To show out of arrogance, to show off. In this case, it becomes haram. Do you know how in the past and maybe in the present, some kings, they leave their dress dragging behind them on the floor out of arrogance? Yeah, this is an example how it would be haram. وقد جاء في حديث أبي داود إزرة المؤمن إلى أنصاف ساقيه. الإزار إذا اتزر به المؤمن الأحسن أن يكون إلى منتصف الساق. إزرة المؤمن إلى أنصاف ساقيه. أبو داود narrated from the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام that he said إزرة المؤمن إلى أنصاف ساقيه, which means it is better for the believer if he is wearing an izar to reach only, yani, to be to the shin, to half of the leg. قال المؤلف والحناء في اليدين والرجلين للرجل بلا حاجة. The author said for a man to needlessly dye his hands and feet with henna. كنا قلنا حرام تشبه الرجال بالنساء. هذا منه. We already said it is prohibited for men to imitate women. This is a type of imitating women. لذلك لا يجوز للرجل أن يحني يديه أو رجليه. This is why it is not permissible for a man to dye with henna his hands or his feet. إلا أن يكون ذلك للتداوي, لعذر, للتداوي مثلا فيجوز. Except if he does that for an excuse. أخبره طبيب ثقة أن هذا ينفعه دواء. A trustworthy doctor tells him that this benefits him as a treatment. Then it is permissible for him to do it. A friend of mine had a problem from his hands, always, all the time, used to come out to like sweat. But it's not sweat. All the time something comes out from his hands, oily. It comes out from his hands all the time. So one time he told me, I'm cured. I told him what happened. He said, someone, a doctor, told me to use henna every day in a specific way. I did it and that's it. I was cured. So sometimes this helps. In this case, it would be permissible. In such case, it would be permissible. What do you call them? Some charlatan, if you want, some swindlers or the like. They do out of that a big thing, as if this is a miracle. Didn't you ever hear about someone? I heard about few people once on the TV in Lebanon. They put a girl that it had the same thing. The same thing. It comes from her hand. She sweats an oily thing from her hands. And she was saying, after I visited such temple, whatever, this occurred to me, and this is a sign that whatever. It's nothing. It's a sickness. That's all what it is. طيب. قال المؤلف وقطع الفرض بلا عذر. The author said to interrupt the obligatory worship without an excuse. إذا كان الشخص يؤدي فرضا إذا كان الشخص يفعل فرضا أداء أو قضاء لا يجوز له أن يقطعه. If someone was making an obligation, fulfilling an obligation, whether this obligation is whether this obligation is made in time or a make up, it is not permissible for one to cut, to interrupt doing that. واحد يصلي أداء أو قضاء لا يجوز له أن يقطع الصلاة. Someone is praying an obligatory prayer, even if it is make up, it is not permissible for him to interrupt it. إذا كان يصوم صوم فرض وهكذا. If he is performing, if he is fasting, an obligatory fast. إذا كان يعتكف اعتكاف فرض. كل هذا لا يجوز له. It is not permissible for him to interrupt that. أي إذا كان القطع بلا عذر. That is, if interrupting that is without an excuse. أما لعذر فلا يحرم. For an excuse, it is not prohibited. كان يصلي فرأى طفلا يهوي في مهوات مهلكة أو يقع في النار إن لم يقطع صلاته ويمسكه. يقطع في هذه الحالة. If someone is praying and he sees that if he does not interrupt his prayer, a little child is going to fall in a deep place that he is going to be hurt, or a little child is going to fall into the fire if he does not interrupt his prayer and save him. In this case, he does it. He has an excuse to do that.
قال المؤلف وقطع نفل الحج والعمرة. The author said to interrupt the optional حج and عمرة. قطع فرض الحج أو العمرة حرام ذكرناه. We already mentioned that it is haram, it is prohibited to interrupt the obligatory حج or عمرة. It's one, those are ones of the obligations.
لكن الحج والعمرة إذا كانا نفلا فشرع الشخص فيهما بدخوله بشروعه في الحج أو في العمرة صار واجبا عليه إتمامهما، فلا يجوز له أن يقطعهما ولو كانا نفلا. But الحج and العمرة have a special judgment, which is when you start an optional Hajj or Umrah, it is prohibited not to continue it. So it is prohibited to interrupt it. So once you start with it, you need to go with it up till the end. أما الصلاة صلاة النفل صيام النفل يجوز قطعهما. Now, if one is praying an optional prayer, it is permissible for one to interrupt that. If one is fasting an optional fast, it is permissible for one to interrupt that. أما الحج والعمرة فلا. As for الحج and العمرة, no. If he starts an optional Hajj, he needs to keep going with it. If he starts an optional Umrah, it is haram to interrupt it. قال المؤلف ومحاكاة المؤمن استهزاء به. The author said to imitate the believer mockingly. هذا الأمر من المعاصي لأنه مؤذي. This is a sin because it hurts the believer. وهو بل هو من الكبائر. Rather, it is an enormous sin. Moreover, it is an enormous sin to do that. بعض الناس لا يلتفتون إلى هذا بالمرة، يحاكون المؤمن استهزاء به ولا يفكرون في أن هذا معصية بل هو من الكبائر. Some people, they do not think about this issue at all. They imitate the Muslim mockingly without even thinking that this is a sin. Does not occur to their mind. They do not think about, is this a sin or not? It's not just a sin, it is an enormous sin. Doing that is an enormous sin. يعني لا يجوز أن يقلده لا في قول ولا في فعل ليستهزئ به. Which means it is not permissible to imitate a believer in his sayings or in his doings, how he acts or how he speaks, to mock the believer with the purpose of mocking him or her. وقد ذكر أهل التفسير في تفسير قوله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا يسخر قوم من قوم إلى قوله بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان. قالوا بئس الاسم الفسوق بعد الإيمان من لقب أخاه وسخر به فهو فاسق. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah Ta'ala said, بِئْسَ الْإِسْمُ الْفُسُوقُ بَعْدَ الْإِيمَانِ. The interpreters of Al-Quran mentioned that they took from this verse the judgment that the one who mocks his believer, brother or sister is committing an enormous sin. He becomes a fasiq, an enormous sinner by that. أحيانا الواحد يكون يتكلم يرتبك في كلامه يتخبط في كلامه لا يجوز تقليده سخرية به. Sometimes when one speaks at a certain situation one might be confused and he does not speak in a how do you say it in a regular way, let's say. It is haram to mock such a person, to imitate him in such a situation mockingly. أحيانا يسخر واحد من واحد من صورته من هيئته أيضا حرام. Sometimes one imitates another person to mock his according to him his ugly shape. Well, this is haram also. It is not permissible. قال المؤلف والتجسس على عورات الناس. The author said to spy on people pursuing their defects. التجسس على عورات الناس يعني على عيوب الناس. بعض الناس يحب لغرض أو لآخر يحب أن يطلع على عيوب الناس فيصير يبحث بنفسه أو بغيره عن عيوبهم. هذا هو التجسس المحرم الذي نتكلم عنه, التجسس على العورات المحرم. Some people like, for one reason or another, to know the defects of others. So they look, they search to know these defects, whether by themselves or through other people. They might tell someone to look out for the, to check what are the defects of so-and-so or so-and-so. Or they might do it themselves without asking others to do that. Doing that is prohibited. Allah Ta'ala قال وَلَا تَجَسَّسُوا. In Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala mentioned that this act is prohibited. كذلك نهى عنه الرسول عليه الصلاة والسلام في الحديث المتفق على صحته. Likewise, in the hadith narrated by Al-Bukhari and Muslim, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام prohibited doing that. مثل هؤلاء الناس لو صرفوا الوقت في النظر في عوراتهم, عورات أنفسهم وإصلاحها لكان خيرا لهم, لكانوا فازوا. Such people, if they spend their time instead of searching for the defects of others, if they spend their time checking their defects, their own defects, and putting effort to fix them, then they would benefit a lot. قال المؤلف بعض الناس يرى القذى في عين أخيه ولا يرى الجزعة في عينه. Some people they see, they for them it's clear. They talk about the defect of the of other people, even if it is a small one. MashaAllah, they have a sorrow, a very strong attention. They catch it, MashaAllah, regardless how small it is. And they do not see the huge defects in themselves. They do not notice the huge defects that they have in themselves. فرق بين النصيحة وبين تتبع العورات. There is a difference between giving advice and spying to know the defects of others. الأصل أن تحسن الظن بأخيك، فإن ظهر منه ما لا يعجب تنصحه بالطريقة المناسبة. What one should do is to think well about other brothers and sisters. If at any time you notice that your brother or your sister is doing something bad, then you advise this brother or this sister in the suitable way. تنصحه وفي قلبك الرحمة وأنت تفكر كيف تنقذه مما هو فيه، ليس كيف تعيبه بين الناس. You advise your brother while having mercy in your heart for him, and while following the proper way to save him from this situation, not to expose him, not with the purpose of exposing him. تماما كما تحب أن يفعل معك. Just as you like that people do with you, if you are in that situation. يا لطيف. قال المؤلف والوشم، the author said to tattoo. من معاصي البدن الوشم، وهو كبيرة من الكبائر. Tattooing is an enormous sin. معناه غرز الجلد بالإبرة حتى يخرج الدم فيذر عليه شيء، يرش عليه شيء حتى يخضر لون الجلد أو يزرق أو يحمر، هذا هو، أو يسود. Tattooing means to poke one's skin with a needle or the like until the blood comes out, and then they put something on it, a certain ink or the like, until it becomes green, blue, red, black, or the like. This is haram, an enormous sin. هذا من كبائر الذنوب. وقد جاء في الحديث الصحيح لعن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الواشمة والمستوشمة. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام damned the woman who does that and the woman who asks for that to be done to her. وإنما ذكر النبي الواشمة والمستوشمة لأنه في ذلك الزمن كان الذي يفعل ذلك النساء ليس الرجال. The Prophet mentioned the woman because at the time they used to do it. Men did not use to do that. وأيضا يحرم أن يصل الإنسان شعره بشعر آدمي. Also, it is prohibited for one to connect one's hair with the hair of a human being. This is haram. أو بشعر النجس كذلك. Or to connect one's hair with a najas, filthy hair. A hair that is, for example, taken from an animal who was not slaughtered properly, etc. It is prohibited to connect after it died from an animal that died without being slaughtered properly. It is prohibited to connect one's hair to the hair of another human being, period. And it is prohibited to connect one's hair to a najas, filthy hair that is other than the human being. قال المؤلف وهجر المسلم فوق ثلاث إلا لعذر شرعي. The author said to shun a Muslim for more than 3 days without a lawful valid excuse. And let me tell you one more thing. ثُمَّ هَذَا الْوَشِمْ نَجَاسَةً يعني إذا كان على الجلد لا تصح الصلاة معه. And take in consideration that this tattoo, the tattoo that we talked about, is a najas, filthy thing. So the prayer would not be valid while having that. Yeah, it's like carrying a najasa. Illa fil ahwal allati istathnaha shar'ullah. Except for there are certain exceptions. Masalan wahid umila lahu hadha bighayri iradatihi. مثلا واحد كان إذا أراد أن يزيله يصير يلحقه من ذلك ضرر كبير مثل الضرر الذي يجوز له أن يترك بسببه استعمال الماء في الوضوء ويتيمم. في هذه الحال تصح صلاته. For example, if one wants to remove this tattoo, he or she will be severely harmed the same way that hard to the point that if a similar harm is caused to him by using water, it is permissible for him not to use water and make tayammum instead. In this case, he does not have to remove it for the validity of the prayer. Otherwise, how is his prayer going to be valid? How is his wudu going to be valid if the tattoo is here, let's say, on the... Yeah. So, this is not... And it's not just a sin and that's all, an enormous sin and that's all. He needs to remove it. also if he is able to do that. Otherwise his prayer would be invalid, his wudu, if the tattoo was in one of the organs of wudu, would be valid, etc. Can we delay the questions until the end of the session, please? Shulli illi habibi, Haj. ما بصح صلاته إلا لعذر إلا إذا كان لو أزال الوشم لو أراد أن يزيل الوشم يحصل له ضرر مثل الضرر الذي يبيح له ترك الماء واستعمال التراب للطهارة. يعني إذا كان يسبب له مثلا شينا فاحشا في عضو ظاهر في الوجه أو في اليدين مثلا في عضو ظاهر مثلا مش بالعضو الباطن, مثل أحكام, شو هي الأحكام التي يجوز له ترك الماء والتيمم بدل استعمال الماء إذا كان للضرر؟ إذا كان الضرر مثل هذا يجوز له أن يتركه من غير أن يزيله. ما صحيحة أيمتى بأي حال, عند العذر أو عند عدم العذر؟ إن كان له عذر في عدم إزالته تصح الصلاة, أما إن لم يكن له عذر لا تصح. So if one has an excuse not to remove the tattoo, his prayer is valid. If he does not have an excuse, then his prayer is invalid. I already mentioned one. If he wants to remove it, he will be harmed severely in an apparent organ, like his face, for example. He will get a severe harm, a defect in an apparent organ, like his face or his hand. If it's about this issue, Khalid, let's leave it until the end, please. We'll get, yani, I'll take your questions. Allah yubariku feek. قال المؤلف وهجر المسلم فوق ثلاث إلا لعذر شرعي. The author said to shun a Muslim for more than 3 days without an Islamically valid reason or excuse. إذا التقى المسلمان فأعرض هذا وأعرض هذا, لا هذا يريد أن يكلم هذا ولا هذا يريد أن يكلم هذا, وتكرر منهما ذلك أكثر من 3 أيام, يعني إذا هجره بمعنى أنهما إذا التقيا لا يكلم أحدهما الآخر أكثر من 3 أيام, هذه معصية إلا أن يكون ذلك لعذر شرعي. If a Muslim shuns another Muslim, which means he would not talk to him if they meet, for more than 3 days, this is sinful, except if this is done for a valid excuse. على الأقل حتى لا يقع في هذه المعصية يسلم عليه. At least for one not to fall in this sin, one needs to say to the other Muslim, السلام عليكم. If he does not say anything for more than 3 days, when they meet, they do not talk to each other. For more than 3 days, not even with السلام عليكم, without a valid excuse, then this is a sin. النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قال لا يحل لمسلم أن يهجر أخاه فوق 3 يلتقيان فيعرض هذا ويعرض هذا وخيرهما الذي يبتدئ بالسلام، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام: In the hadith of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, it is mentioned that it is not permissible for a Muslim to shun his brother Muslim for more than 3 nights. They meet, this does not talk to the other, and the other does not talk to the second. He said that this is prohibited, and the best among them is the one who starts saying assalamu alaikum to the other. الواجب أفضل من النفل من حيث العموم، أكثر ثوابا، لكن في مثل هذه المسألة الذي يبتدئ بالسلام ثوابه أكثر، مع أن البدء بالسلام سنة وإجابة السلام واجبة، رد السلام واجب، لكن في هذه الحالة البدء بالسلام ثوابه أكبر. هناك بعض الاستثناءات لهذه القاعدة. القاعدة أن ثواب الفرض أكبر من ثواب النفل، لكن لهذا استثناء. The rule is the reward of doing an obligation is more than the reward of doing an optional act of worship. But there are exceptions. One of the exceptions, we already mentioned it. If one starts saying assalamu alaikum to another one, he is doing a sunnah, not an obligation. The one who replies by saying wa alaikum assalam is fulfilling an obligation, but still the reward of the one who starts is more than the reward of the one who replies. So this is one of the exceptions of that rule. وَأَمَّا لِعُذُرْ فَيَجُوزُ أَنْ يُهْجَرَ الْمُسْلِمُ. For an excuse, it is permissible to shun a Muslim for more than 3 days. مثل أن يكون ارتكب شيئا من المحرمات الكبائر فتقول له إما أن تتوب وإما أهجرك. بعد ذلك إن لم يتوب يجوز لك أن تهجره. An example for that is if a Muslim commits an enormous sin, then you tell him either you leave out this sin or otherwise I will shun you. If he does not leave it out, it is permissible for you not to talk to him for more than 3 days. ولو إلى الموت هجرته. Even up till death, أي إن لم يتب, which if he does not repent, you would not be sinful. But you let him know why you are shunning him. Because if you do not let him know why, then there will be no purpose for that. طيب نقف هنا. Let us stop here for now. إن كان لأحد سؤال فليتفضل. If you have questions, go ahead. يا خالد. Because it is نجاسة or what's the difference? For the validity of al-wudu, or for the validity of al-tahara, don't you need to clear the organ from a najasa? So you did not do it. So you did not do it. It is still najas filthy. So al-tahara is not valid. This is not najasa hukmiya. To be removed in one wash and thus for the tahara to be valid with one wash, it is still there, Khalid. It is not made with najasa, it got mixed with blood. Yeah, of course. Of course, it's mixed with blood. It's najasa, of course. Didn't I say until the blood comes out? I said that. Yeah, it is mixed with blood. Even if the material originally is not najasa. تفضل حاج. في اللثة نفس الشيء. اللثة مثل الجلد الخارجي. تفضل صدق. نعم. يجوز تقول له أنت إما أن ترجع إلى الإسلام أو لا أزورك. لا في الحالين. هذا مما يستثنى. البدء بالسلام ثوابه أكثر من الرد. ليس إذا كان بعد 3 أيام وهكذا. If someone apostatizes, then it is permissible for you. If a kin apostatizes, then you can tell him either you go back to Islam or otherwise I will not visit you after that. If you think that this works, sometimes what works is to visit that person and talk with him. That's what works. تفضل حاج. لا هذا ليش السواقة من نحكر على رجل واحد عم بسوق بده ياخذ أجرة على إيصال شخص من مكان إلى مكان؟ لا من نحكر على رجال. ما مرأ معي بحياتي إنه في عمل إلا مثلا الخليفة وهيك يعني. أما أنه ما من الأعمال اللي الناس عادة يقومون بها لا أذكر الآن أنه في شيء خاص بالرجال. الأذان للتبليغ بصوت عالي للتبليغ، الفقهاء قالوا لا تؤذنوا المرأة بصوت عالي للتبليغ لأن هذا فيه تشبها بالرجال مثل هيدي ذكروها. أما مثلا مثل اللي أنت لا أذكر شيئا مثل هذا. أطعته هو عارف ليش؟ لأنه بسبب انتهى. ما شرط ترجع تروح تقول له. for jobs, the jobs that people ordinarily usually do, I cannot think now about a job which is specific for men, for example. But the scholars said a woman does not call for the adhan, for example, with a high voice to let others know about the beginning of the time of the prayer, because this is, by doing that, she would be imitating men. This is something they mentioned about this issue. But I do not remember now. No, go ahead.
In the case of the tattoo, you know that you're going to break someone's heart, like tell them like your prayer is invalid with these tattoos that you have.
Hey. If you think that the person is not going to receive this issue well, if you tell him your prayer is not valid, you are worried that this person might act in a way which is not good. In this case, you can tell him that tell him you need to remove it, but according to the school of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, your prayer is valid. The prayers that you prayed were valid. This makes it easier. A lot. According to the school of Abu Hanifa, the prayer is valid. The prayer is valid. According to him, it is valid. According to the school of Abu Hanifa, his wudu would be valid and his prayer would be valid. The Hanafis say he would wash the area one time and that would be enough. After that, his wudu is valid and his prayer is valid. لك بس بتبين له بتبين له حتى يكون له أثر هالهجر ما يكون هيك ما يفهم عشو. هذا من جملة الكبائر. كيف لك؟ Someone had tattoos on his forearm. He had it removed. Okay. 20 years ago. There are small dark spots. Could be traces under the skin, under the tissue. One is not sure that this is najasa. Khalas. And anyway, as I said, according to the school of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, this is valid. The prayer is valid. لحظة. Is the judgment restricted to coloring white with black? What if one colors brown with black, for example? It is haram to color brown with black. Or colors white with brown to look younger. White with brown. How's that? Yeah, I understand. But when you dye your hair, for example, with henna, you know that this is, I know it's not brown, but you know that this is not the original color. For this one, you cannot tell. Anyway, if one does it to cheat others, one shouldn't do it to cheat others. Let me check about that. To shun for more than 3 days with an excuse is valid. Does that include relatives if they are enormous sinners? If your relative is an enormous sinner, you tell the relative, if you do not leave out this sin, I will cut my relations with you, and then you can do it. If one takes a bath without a valid intention, like the intention of wudu, then his wudu is not valid. If he wants to pray, he needs to make wudu with a valid intention. Let me finish these papers. Sure.
Somebody send us math problems? Testing us?
Yeah, maybe. A little child. Please don't send me more questions after this. Yani, khalas, please. Otherwise, we'll spend 2 hours answering the questions. Wearing color. It is permissible for a man to wear different colors. There are no specific colors for men and specific colors for women. But there are certain, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam sometimes mentioned a specific color that it is better for men not to wear it, but it's not prohibited. There are no colors specific for men and colors specific for women. هل يجوز للمرأة أن تلبس الإزار؟ إيه ليش لا؟ Yeah, it is permissible for a woman to wear إزار. هل الإيميل يعتبر كافيا بالنسبة لصلة الرحم؟ ليس وحده. الاتصال بالتليفون وبالإيميل وإرسال الرسالة المكتوبة في بعض الأحوال، الرسالة الشفهية في بعض الأحيان، والزيارة في بعض الأحيان، لابد من الزيارة إذا كان الشخص في البلد. If your relative is inhabits the, if you don't need to travel to visit your relative, you need to visit them from time to time. You can send email sometimes, call, talk on the phone with them, send a message to someone, a written message, but you need also to visit them physically. كيف لا يتأذى؟ إذا كان الرحم لا يتأذى عند القطيعة، ما هيك؟ إذا الشخص قد يستأذن الرحم في عدم الزيارة، فإن أذن له يقول له أنا معذور عندي كذا وكذا وكذا وكذا، فيمكن لا أستطيع أن أزورك إلا مرة في السنة. إذا كان لا ينكسر قلبك هكذا أفعل. إذا قال له لا بأس ما عندي مانع، هذا يمشي. You might tell your relative, I am busy, I have I cannot find time to visit you. I might be able to visit you once or twice a year. So is this okay with you? Or you are going to feel, if I had time, I would visit more, but this is my situation. Would you give me permission for that? If he says yes, truly he says yes. He believes you, and I assume one would be truthful in saying that. Then if he gives you permission to do that, then no problem. Then you can visit once a year, and that would be enough. What if any is obligated? Okay. Does the tattoo affect ghusl? Like the same way the tattoo affects the wudu, it affects the ghusl. Exactly. They are two acts of purification. What is the judgment for the woman who dyes her hair with henna? It is permissible for the woman, except if a woman dyes her hair in a way that she would be cheating men about the color of her hair. She is not married. She is not doing that with the permission of her husband. No, she is unmarried. And she does that to let others think that the color of her hair is different than when it is what it is. Then this is not permissible. If someone knows there is haram in food, which appears to be halal, is one obligated to tell them? If you know that someone is eating haram food because they think it is halal, you need to tell them this is haram, of course. If someone has tattoos from before they were Muslims, on their feet, is their prayer valid? Yes, the prayer is valid. What if they are scared to remove them? It is valid, it is valid. Anyway, it is valid according to the school of Abu Hanifa, it is valid. What is the minimum they are obligated to do? The minimum is to remove them. To remove the tattoo, this is the minimum. Except when there is an excuse, but this is the minimum. In general, this is the minimum to do, to remove the tattoo. Anyway, according to the school of Abu Hanifa, the prayer is valid. On which case are we allowed to expose someone, a Muslim? We are allowed to expose a Muslim if this Muslim is doing something that harms others. And we advise him he does not leave out doing that. Whether this thing harms others in their health, in their money, or in their religion. In this case, we tell him not to do that. We advise him. If he does not leave it out, then you warn against him, of course. It is an obligation to warn against him. If one knows about a Muslim who talks about everybody, and the person was already advised not to do this ugly act, but they continue doing gossip and tale-bearing, is one allowed to warn others from that person? Gossip, he would be hurting himself by doing the gossip. If you know that when this person sits with others, he will attract them to fall into sins, In this case, you warn the others against him, of course. You tell others, do not sit and talk with him. He will lead you to sin. This is his habit. Tail bearing is harmful to others. Then you warn against him. Be careful. If this person says something to you, if he reports something to you from someone else, be careful. He does it to make you both to cause enmity between you. So be aware about him. Just as he is going to report things to you, he is going to report things about you to others to cause enmity. Be aware of him. Yeah, of course, if he does not accept the advice. Go ahead. On the arm, on the foot, on the leg, on the head, wherever. According to Al-Imam Abu Hanifa, this, if they wash the place once, then this place becomes tahir, according to him. If they had it and they washed it for once, for him, that's enough for the wudu to be valid and for the prayer to be valid. Well, it would be valid according to Abu Hanifa anyway. تفضل جو. No. If they were, what, for the wudu, they have to. But it's enough to do it once. That's it. It is not permissible to imitate women, like for a man, for example, to talk like women do. Yeah, this is prohibited. And vice versa. What it means religiously, he's not considered his father, then yeah, they are not considered his kins. No. The husband of the mother or the wife of the father, that is not one's father, but the husband of one's mother or the wife of one's father, are not among the kins. They are not, except if they are among the kins. Not because of the marriage. What about it? So there are certain details pertaining that. InshaAllah, we will address that when we will talk about supporting the parents and the like. Allah Ta'ala said, "La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun," which means it is not permissible to touch Al-Quran except by those who have tahara.
So if a Muslim is interested in learning about Quran, how can we tell him to read it? How will he be able to?
Without touching, you tell him about certain issue without touching. Don't give it. Go ahead. What if you what? Sympathize.
Several times.
Several times. This is the first time I hear this word. Go ahead. If they did an enormous sin, then you tell them, either you repent or I will shun you. This is the way. Otherwise, do not do it. Do not do it. Go ahead. And it's better for you not to cut your relations with them. Except if you know that by doing that, they will leave out the sin that they are doing. So you use that for the benefit, to leave out the sin. Otherwise, don't cut your relations with them. You will be able always to benefit them in many cases. Towards al-Mus'haf, yes. Is it apparent or no? So is it, what do you believe? That the religious material is stored there as is? It depends on one belief about this issue. تفضل. أنه فرح بس لأنه فرح بس لأنه فرح فقط لأنه فرح لك شغلي الله تعالى قال ادفع بالتي هي أحسن فإذا الذي بينك وبينه عداوة كأنه ولي حميم تفضل على حسب التفصيل الذي ذكرناه إذا كان مغلق شيء آخر عما لو كان مكشوفا والرجل ممتدة إليه وليس مرتفعا على حسب الحال حسب ما ذكرنا يلا تفضل No, this is wrong. Tell them this is wrong. You're wrong about that. We could not hear everything, sister. No. Why you don't speak to them? Tell them when someone says Assalamu alaikum, you need to reply Wa alaikum assalam. But if you think that they do not observe properly the rules of the religion. They do not follow. That is, you say Assalamu alaikum, they are not going to reply. Don't say Assalamu alaikum. Say, how are you doing? Or things like that. So they don't fall into sin by not responding to you. Go ahead. About we were talking basically about Muslims, but there are details pertaining the other case. Inshallah, we'll discuss them. We'll get to a point where we'll discuss them. Go ahead, sister. Anyway. Est-ce que vous pouvez répéter? Donc, ce n'est pas les cheveux des humains. Et ce n'est pas Najasa. Et ce n'est pas quelque chose qui est Najasa. La femme qui est mariée peut faire ça avec la permission de son mari. Mais si elle n'est pas mariée, elle va tromper des gens. Donc, elle ne fait pas ça. Mais si elle est mariée, elle peut, avec la permission de son mari, elle peut faire ça. Oui, tfaddali. The designs of henna, don't do that. It is... I wouldn't say it is haram, do not do it. Do not do it. Either one dies, either the woman dies all her hand with henna, or it is better, some women, they do not dye the whole hand. They use the henna for the tips of the fingers or things like that. It is better not to do it. Don't do it. طيب. تفضل حاج. هل أحيانا تعرف أنه يبتدع عما يفعل؟ في هذه الحال تهجره حتى يبتدع. أما إن كان لا يبتدع أنا ما سمعت أنه يسن، ما سمعت. بسأل حاج إن شاء الله. طيب بارك الله فيكم. نهلل. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أبو عمر.